91X News.
It's 8 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm John Baldrick. Mercury is reported to have been found in a public place in South Pickering. Durham police say a small quantity of the toxic substance was discovered Tuesday on top of a 2-foot-high utility pole near Holly Riedel Catholic School. Earlier this week, mercury was also discovered in a public park. Crews removed the hazardous materials at both sites without incident. Where the substance came from remains a mystery to police. Canada's trade numbers for the month of February are not looking good. Statistics Canada say the country's trade surplus dropped by approximately $1.6 billion from January. The government agency says exports to the United States fell sharply and imports edged up. Energy and automotive products were the main contributors to the decline in exports. The past of a man accused of killing 8-year-old Victoria Stafford is expected to be on display today at the first-degree murder trial. A biologist from the Center of Forensic Sciences is expected to wrap up her testimony this morning, then face cross-examination from Michael Rafferty's lawyer. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in Tory's April 2009 death. Court heard that scientists determined almost certainly that blood found on a gym bag is a mixture of Tory's and Rafferty's. Once the testimony about DNA evidence is finished, the Crown will indicate the next focus will be on Rafferty's ties to Mount Forest, Ontario, where Tory's remains were found in July of 2009. Court heard Wednesday about the state of Rafferty's car from one of his ex-girlfriends, who said that they went to middle school together near Mount Forest. The McGuinty government is turning up the heat to get elementary school teachers to return to the provincial discussion table that guides their contract talks. The Elementary Teachers Foundation quit the talks last month after the Liberals said they wanted to freeze their wages, change their pensions, and take away the risk of bank sick days. Education Minister Laurel Broughton says if the teachers opt to go straight to the local bargaining, they'll have to accept whatever framework deal is worked out at the provincial table. The Teachers Federation is expected to respond later today. A report from the David Suzuki Foundation says Canada's provinces are trying to address climate change with a patchwork of individual plans, while the Harper government is failing to take the lead on the issue. The foundation's Ian Bruce says the provinces have proven that they can make progress in tackling global warming.
On reducing global warming.
The report says that Ontario, Quebec, and British Columbia have led the way against climate change, while Alberta and Saskatchewan have had the lowest ranking when it comes to clean energy policies. Prosecutors are taking the unusual step of trying to reopen the case of a G20 activist. The judge has already made her decision on explosive charges against activist Brian Son. However, last week, Toronto police, acting on information from Son's trial, found 1.7 kilograms of potassium chlorate buried in the backyard of his former home. Well, with media in attendance, they spent a day disposing of the materials. Son's lawyer says he has serious concerns about the Crown's actions, noting the chemicals were exactly where his client said they would be. The judge has asked both sides to try to reach an agreement on what the next step should be in terms of entering new evidence. Union leaders are warning of potential consequences if Ottawa follows through with hundreds of job cuts at the Canadian Border Services Agency. More than 1,100 people at the agency have been given notice that their jobs are in danger. It's been told to cut its budget by $143 million over the next 3 years. The Public Service Alliance of Canada says if all those jobs go, it will slow service and increase border wait times. As George Zimmerman goes to court today on second-degree murder charges in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, reaction to Zimmerman's arrest continues to come in from Sanford, Florida.
This city had been braced for the worst before the special prosecutor's announcement, but reaction was muted.
No room for me to jump, shout, and high five when that grieving family still got a son that was freshly murdered.
Supporters of Trayvon Martin's family are pleased with the arrest on a charge of second-degree murder.
I think given Mrs. Zimmerman's conduct that night, it is the appropriate charge, and I'm praying that he's convicted.
A conviction could be difficult. Prosecutors are going to have to prove Zimmerman went after Martin intentionally and did not, as he says, act in self-defense. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Sanford, Florida.
The Ontario government says new legislation will better protect consumers who sign contracts for wireless telephone services. Consumer Services Minister Margaret Best says too many people are experiencing what she calls cell shock when they open their bills for their cell phones and find unexpected extra charges. asbestos contracts are being changed without the knowledge of consumers to add new charges, which are only discovered when the bills arrive. She says the legislation will require the contracts for wireless services to be written in plain language and spell out what services come with the basic fee and which cost extra. A ceasefire in Syria appears to be holding up so far. ABC reporter Alex Marquardt has the story.
13 months into the Syrian uprising, there's a fragile peace in Syria this morning. Hours after the 6 a.m. ceasefire deadline for the UN-backed peace plan passed, there are reports of scattered shelling and gunfire, but no major violence that has resulted in casualties. An opposition activist in the rest of city of Homs told ABC News that everything is calm this morning, but activists are not optimistic the quiet will last. Alex Marquardt, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 1205. Mark Venema has sports right after this.
Are you ready, Belleville? On Friday, April 27th at the Yardman Arena, Discipline Mixed Martial Arts goes live. 10 live cage fights featuring the top young talent in the sport today. Names like Joel Powell, Misha Serkinov, Eric Attar, and yes, Belleville's own Daniel Ireland of Loyalist MMA. Parts of the proceeds goes towards the Highway of Heroes Memorial Fund. Please be advised, the tickets for this one-of-a-kind event are selling out fast. Get your tickets now at BellevilleBulls.com or visit the Yardman Arena box office.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The Ottawa Senators are set to return to the playoffs when they meet the New York Rangers tonight. It's the first time the Rangers have opened a series at home since 1996. Elsewhere, Washington opens its series with Boston, San Jose visits St. Louis, and Phoenix welcomes Chicago. It didn't take long for controversy to arrive in the NHL playoffs. A missed offside call on a goal by Danny Briere helped Philadelphia erase a 3-0 deficit and beat Pittsburgh in overtime last night. And in Nashville, Predators captain Shea Weber slammed Henrik Zetterberg's head into the boards. The Camelford Rebels have the day off following a tough loss on the road last night. The Rebels went into Allison with a chance to sweep the series, but couldn't get it done, falling 6-1 to the Hornets. Rebel forward Josh Adams says the loss was a result of his team easing up on the gas.
Took the game too lightly and didn't really come with the mindset that we came with the other three games.
Game 5 goes tomorrow in Alliston. Canada is starting its pursuit of gold at the World Under-18 Championship today with a game against Denmark. The round robin will also see it face the host Czechs, Finland, and U.S. Canada finished 4th at last year's tournament. Top-ranked defenseman Matthew Dumba is the captain of the Canadian team. There are 6 matinee baseball games on tap, including the 4-1 Detroit Tigers hosting Tampa Bay. In other American League action, the LA Angels play Minnesota and Seattle visits Texas. The Toronto Blue Jays have the day off and open a 3-game series with Baltimore tomorrow. Chicago Bulls are hosting the Miami Heat to highlight tonight's NBA schedule. The Heat are 3 games back of the Eastern Conference leading Bulls heading into the matchup. The Toronto Raptors are back on the court tomorrow when they host Boston. UEFA President Michael Platini says the pitches in all 4 of Poland's European Championship stadiums need to be replaced. Platini made the remarks today during a brief visit to the newly built National Stadium in Warsaw, which will host the opening game of Euro 2012 on June the 8th. Platini said that UEFA has demanded that all 4 surfaces are changed. He did not say why that problem was with the pitches, but pointed out that the quality of the playing surface is very visible even while watching on television. And defensive end Odell Willis of the Saskatchewan Roughriders is in some legal hot water. The CFL club announced today that Willis was arrested on Sunday with 1 count of driving under the influence in Atlanta. Willis finished last season tied for the CFL lead in sacks with 13. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with a look at the forecast.
Today, it's going to be mainly sunny with a high of 12. Tonight, we're going to see a clear night and a low of minus 1. And on Friday, expect even more sun and a high of 15. Right now, it's 12:09 and 8 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm John Baldrick with Mark Venema. News is next at 1.